Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. A little husky also, but
yeah. Look,
well.
I think we've well established via social media that nearly everyone...
This morning is husky.
Had a little glass last night to make themselves feel a bit better. But let's talk about something far cheerier.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think there's been such a renewal of our love of storytelling?
I don't know. Maybe it's the decline of cinema. Like, maybe it's people... You know, big blockbuster cinema and sort of spectacle cinema has sort of taken over the landscape, and people sort of want to pare it back and just get back to narrative and character and keep it really simple. And I think there's something really sort of special about being in a room and having a story sort of told to you like that. Like, it takes you back to your childhood, and it's a nice sort of, I don't know, it's a nice experience to go through with people. You're not being performed at, you're kind of involved in the process.
And certainly at Knox Street Bar, and full disclosure to everyone listening, I have been to one of these fabulous monster events. It's very, very good.
Oh, thank you.
it's a very intimate little setting. And
yeah.
I was quite impressed with how many of the stories were very personal ones, not sort of, you know, sprawling narrative fiction necessarily, although there were a couple of those and they were lovely, but some very personal stories.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that happened. when I started the night, it was... It was because I was interested in doing more writing, and I wanted to see what other people were doing. And so I was sort of inspired by a combination of a show that no longer runs called Penguin Plays Rough, which was a literary reading night. And I also really love Story Club, which is another show that runs out of Giant Dwarf. And I was like, well, why don't I just sort of like open a platform up and just say, look, if you have a story to tell, be it fiction, nonfiction, even if it's in the form of a poem or whatever, come bring it along and, you know, and I'll get to benefit from it. And there was only like, and I'll, my writing will be better, thank you. And initially there was only, you know, seven or so people that would turn up. And then it just, yeah, I found a lot of comedians were coming along and going, look, I have this story I want to tell, but it's not heaps funny, so I can't do it in my show. Can I do it here? Like, and yeah, sort of went from there and worked really well.
I think it was interesting because there was a, listening to some of the people and what they were talking about, there was a genuine connection between the audience and them. And,
yeah.
And I feel like perhaps, and, you know, I'm not sort of one of those people who thinks technology is barring us from understanding each other. The fabulous thing about technology, it brings us all together in a very real way. But you don't get the intimacy from it. You don't get that,
yeah.
You know, not well, it felt one-on-one, even though it was one too many.
Yeah.
It was really quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think there's something when people will tell you stories as personal, some of the ones that are in this show, it leaves them quite vulnerable, and you do sort of connect to vulnerability, I think. I think that's something that, you know, really draws you in. Like, what also that, you know, can set you apart from when you watch things like stand-up, if the performer's not willing to be vulnerable, you know, sometimes it's harder to connect with them. You're just sort of lolling at their jokes. Whereas this show, yeah, it really brings you in. It's like, hey, I'm gonna bare my bones to you and just let's hold hands and go along for the ride.
And the audience gets a lot out of it as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never really been
in the audience.
I hope so. I mean, they keep coming back. So that's, I mean, they must be getting something, which is good.
Now, the format, if I remember correctly, you've got a few sort of people on the cards who are there as not quite professional storytellers, but probably people with a bit more experience.
Yeah.
And then it's not quite open mic, but people who haven't done it before,
yeah,
can have an opportunity to get up and talk.
Yeah. So I wanted to, one of the things that I found with doing different sort of comedy stuff and other sort of theatre and performing in Sydney is sometimes we don't give a lot of opportunities to new voices. People sort of have to have proven themselves, you know, unless it's stand-up where you do have open mic. So I've kind of thought, well, you know, I know so many people that can tell, like, can spin an amazing yarn. Let's get them on the stage and see how they do. And then pit them against each other and make them feel terrible if they're crap. No, yeah, it's sort of in the spirit of getting more people involved and telling stories.
Yes, we should have mentioned, of course, that the there is a voting round where people can sort of suggest who they thought told the best story. But even that was quite collegiate, not overly competitive, I thought.
No, I think... no, it doesn't feel... I don't think it has that sort of sense of people aren't getting up there and, you know, declaring that people vote for them or anything.
Yeah.
It's sort of... It's just a... I guess another way to get the audience involved in the night.
And it certainly wasn't a, yes, you are the biggest loser, you must leave
yeah,
now for
yeah,
anyone who didn't get through.
Yeah, there's no big novelty prize.
All right, so the next one's on 22nd of November.
Yes.
7:30 at Knox Street Bar.
Yes.
Tickets, how and where?
Tickets available from Eventbrite. If you go to the Facebook page of Fabulous Monster, you can click some links and pick them up there.
Fantastic stuff. And full disclosure, which I probably should mention at the start, I will actually be part of the next one. I'm quite excited about that. Hayley, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Very excited for this.